The Driver's Seat with Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson for Kubota Implements, Chrome, Great Plains and you. Together, we are implementing a great partnership.
And here we are. It is the Driver's Seat with Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson. As always done, thanks to Kubota. Kubota Implements, Chrome and Great Plains implementing a great partnership. Now, this weekend, we've been waiting a little bit. It's been postponed. And when the phrase postponed and a national motorsport category gets in the same sentence, we all get a little bit nervy. But the 2021 RSEA Safety Motorsport Australia Australian Rally Championship kicks off this weekend. And we had to get the man that is going to be fronting the 7 Plus coverage to do so. Yeah, that's right.
The man.
Look at this. He's moved up in the world, hasn't he? And he's been good enough to take our phone call. Please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Dean Herridge.
Hello, lads. How are you? Good to, as if I'd leave you guys behind. I'm always going to talk to you guys.
Of course you are. Yeah. You're sending a bigger invoice, of course.
As he's climbing up that ladder.
Way,
as he's climbing up that ladder and dragging us by the hair with him.
No, not at all. But great news for, I think, motorsport. We're all feeling the fact that we're getting a bit of love from Seven. So rallying's the same, and it's fantastic that we're going to have some good coverage for the series this year. We're excited.
Which is good, because it's been a very difficult 2019 and 2020, wasn't it? I mean, for all motorsport, but you got rolled out of it too, and unfortunately, even as late as last week or 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to see you on March 26th, but got rained out again.
I know. Who would have thought we've gone from bushfires in the back end of 2019, a global pandemic, then floods. Until that flag gets dropped and the guys are on the start line, I don't think I'm going to believe it's going to run. But excited, we've got a great field. Rally of Canberra always sort of throws up some interesting results. So look, I just pumped to get there. I'm due to jump on the plane tomorrow, so hopefully I don't jinx myself. Our premier makes sure I can get back in okay without having to bunker down for a couple of weeks. And I'm just excited to be involved in, I guess, national level rallying, which is exciting for everyone involved.
Hey, mate, obviously you've got some new counterparts to work with. Obviously, Jess Dane's going to be there with you covering all the action. But 7 Plus is going to be showing highlights at the conclusion of each event, which is very cool. But along with, they're streaming a brand new rally power stage each in each ARC event this year in 2021. That's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. I'm not sure how it's all going to work yet, and hopefully it does go okay. We've got a little bit to learn. Our sport's not an arena sport, as you know, so the couple of kilometre stage and the final stage of the rally on the Sunday out at Canberra to sort of be covering that live for the last 10 cars in reverse order is something sort of new. It's a bit like what we've seen the last 3 years for WRC. Power stages aren't fully new to the Australian Championship, but we used to do it on the front end, on the sort of almost shakedown or test day or the beginning of it all. We're now sort of copying a little bit of what the WRC have done. So, I think it's a great element to sort of have that stage coming live. I'm always surprised at, how many people will push on that final stage depending on your overall position, et cetera. So, like I said, excited to see how that goes going live. Lots of the production team and that have got a heap of work to do just to make sure it sort of is implemented to be able to get it from out in the forest of Canberra, to your live stream. But luckily, I just get to talk about it rather than do all the hard stuff. So, but regardless, really looking forward to being involved.
And it's been well attended, this one. You got 30-odd cars on the entry list, which is pretty good. Names like, Harry Bates and John McCarthy, Dale Moscat's back as well, who we normally see with Molly Taylor, Clayton Hoy, Aaron Kelly. I mean, are there any big names or any names that you think that we may not have seen previously that we should keep an eye out for?
Oh, I think so, because I think this is the best quality feel we've had. So it's not just quantity on this, it's quality. Nathan Quinn, former champion's back. You've got someone like Richie Dalton, who's always been fast. He's bought one of the ex-Toyota cars. So Gazoo Racing or Neil Bates Motorsport have built two brand new cars. They're debuting them for this event. In actual fact, if there was a two-week delay that favoured anyone, it was this team, because they were under the pump to get these cars ready for the event. So no doubt 2 weeks has helped them. And both those older cars have been sold and are in the rally, which is awesome. And like I said, we've got the Windlasses in there, both the father and the son. The list is fantastic from the outright point of view. We've got Production Cup, because of course now we have the WRC style R5 cars in there with a couple of those, with Luke Anir heading up one of them. And the Toyotas that we see fall under our sort of more localised AP4, you know, we still have an abundance of Evos and Subarus that are out there, and we've created a production cut for them. And we've had some great support from White Wolf Constructions, who are going to be on board with that. You know, our front-wheel drive category is getting support from Shamrock Haulage. RSEA Safety has stayed on board. So all of our partners to stay on board through this really traumatic sort of 18 months is fantastic as well. And we've got a really good rally to start with. So, no, we're excited.
Now, Dino, I'm not asking you this question just because I drive a Toyota Camry, but look, this year's ARC will also see the debut of the brand new Toyota GR Yaris rally car. Now, Harry Bates, he'll be looking to defend his crown in that. I was going to say last year, but that didn't make sense. The 2019 championship and 2019 runner-up, Lewis Bates, is also actually going to be one of those brand new Yaris's as well. Now, how much of an impact is this brand new car? Because we've seen in other categories when we get new machinery in there, it really shakes up the field. Do you reckon it's going to do the same thing?
A little bit more. It's actually impacted the road version of the Toyota, to be honest. It sort of brought a fantastic new sports version to the Toyota range. Because of the way the AP4 rules worked, even though a Yaris was traditionally a front-wheel drive car, of course, Harry and Lewis have been campaigning four-wheel drive turbo-type cars. So it doesn't really affect them. They're on, an evolution of car as opposed to a revolution. But what it has done is the WRC Toyota team, what they've been doing in Australia, you know, that new GR Yaris in the local market that you can now go and buy in four-wheel drive is obviously being, you know, well sought after, and people are obviously really, really enjoying being involved. So we are seeing the fruits of Toyota's involvement in motorsport, as us boys would always talk about, coming to the fore now in the marketplace, which I think is actually pretty cool as well. So I don't think it's going to affect those guys, and they'll still be the favourites, no doubt, in their newer cars. And you know, you don't just make them because it needs to look different. You know, no doubt under the skin, they've got a few things that they think they've tweaked and changed to try and make them even faster again. And no doubt they're the team to beat, you would think.
Hey, it'd be remiss of me to not mention almost one of our own, just moving away a little bit of the ARC for the moment. Molly Taylor, who's obviously a friend of the show, and you know her quite well. We all love Molly. Very, very talented off-road rally driver. As you know, she's actually been in TCR champion. As well, champion.
Yep. Yep.
She took the first Extreme E win on the weekend, which if you haven't seen it, if a lot of our listeners don't understand what it is, just get on and Google it. Have a look. Get onto YouTube. It is very, very cool. It's an all-electric off-road championship that's been it's basically worldwide, isn't it, Matty? It's worldwide.
Yeah, and it was in Saudi Arabia this weekend, basically.
Yeah, well, Saudi Arabia on the weekend. It's going to all these parts of the world, not only just for races, but also for, you know, helping with regard to doing what they can with regard to, you know, the environment and climate change and all this sort of stuff.
So,
you know, there's guys like Lewis Hamilton, Nico Rosberg. So Nico Rosberg's team is the actual team that Molly Taylor's driving for. And she had a win on the weekend there with Johan Kristoffersen.
Yeah, I know. I know Molly quite well. We're both involved with Subaru as ambassadors, and we do a lot of drive days together and alike and brand stuff. Ironically, we're on text messages only from the last 24 hours, and she's coming back to have to quarantine, of course, after being over in Europe. I think it's taking her about 15 days to get home because of all the, you know, the rubbish flight connections. And one of my messages to her, I said, aren't you a smarty pants? I did. It was epic. I don't know whether you guys saw the vision of it, but the actual course itself and the names and the pressure, and you know, Chip Ganassi's there, and you've got just
Jensen Button
and the likes of Loeb and Sainz, who you're competing against, like just the who's who of sort of motorsport who were there. And the course looked amazing. It's actually the most nervous I've felt for one of my friends, so to speak. And I actually said to her, surely you were nervous prior to like the qualifying, and you know they got that sort of changeover with your teammate and stuff like that. And she did say, Dean, quietly, I was pooping myself. Does show that she's human still, even though she did an awesome job. And obviously, I think she clearly set the pace amongst the ladies. It's perfect for her. She's super committed. We've seen that on some of the vision in the ARC. So she backs herself 100%. And those sorts of events, I think she was the quickest female there, and no doubt coming from a rally background is going to help you in that off-road style event, etc. So hats off to them. I mean, it's history in the making there to be on the top of the dais, and like I said, with some big names. So I was sort of rather jealous that I couldn't be there and even have a steer of one of those things. On like, it just looked epic. I think there's things that they can improve on, no doubt, as they keep going through. But no, I watched it with interest and thought it was pretty amazing, to be fair, because we haven't heard a lot about it in the build-up, so I think it's only going to become bigger and bigger, particularly with
the
name.
And you know what it reminded me of, Dino? It reminded me of five mates together with radio-controlled buggies out in the desert, because they sound like radio-controlled cars. Until you see one of them shunt, and Claudia Hirtgen, she had an enormous shunt. That was huge.
It does show you, though, it's a real thing, isn't it? Like, you know, see it, you stepped out on it, you didn't quite catch the slide, but the course is so rugged and evolving because it's literally like doing a Dakar. And when you're doing qualifying tight runs and you're on the clock, it was one small mistake. You know, you saw in that, even Saracen, you know, made a blue, tumbled it out, and all of a sudden your weekend's done and dusted. So I think that just added to the pressure and actually to watching it. So I thought it was rather cool. But it's pretty good that we know that one of our own, you know, former Australian champions gone over there, and she's definitely done herself proud and been waving the flag, doing a great job.
But very cool that, you know, I think the whole concept's very cool. It's a two-driver event. Mm. It's got to be one female driver, one male driver. Every car has that same set up, obviously, and it was up to them to find their drivers from around the world, around the globe, to put their best team forward. So I think it's a very awesome, interesting concept to do. You know, the electric thing doesn't really get the juices flowing for me just yet, but it was a spectacle,
it was really good.
And watching Molly there, that really got me excited, and good on her, and, you know, I just can't wait to see what she can do.
It's a bit of rallycross. Yeah, a little bit of rallycross with circuit racing with Dakar all together, you know, that sort of qualifying feel and stuff. And so I think what I can't wait for is obviously the dust. When they got to what they called the race, where you had the three people diving for the first corner, and in that particular environment, the dust sort of made it that it was almost a gimme who was going to win the round. I think when we get to some of the other proposed sites like the rainforest and some Arctic-type areas that's not going to be affected so much by dust, it's going to be epic to have Lowe versus Sainz versus whoever it might be battling for first corner and tussling on these style of roads in that car. So, like I said, I think that was a bit of a shame that, you know, obviously the dust sort of impacted the results. It was really a two-corner race in a way, which was still pretty exciting for 30-odd seconds. But, it's a great thing, and anything that keeps us watching motorsport around the world with some big names is pretty cool.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? We thought we might have a quiet weekend, but we got more of an excuse to keep an eye on what's happening in Canberra at the moment. Now, Dino, there's actually going to be, in addition to the National Rally, did I see that there's another event happening on the Friday too, where, you know, like some little rally expo in Canberra?
Yeah, it's basically the start of the event. It's the rally show. We get all the cars together before we go and fire them off into the bush and try and destroy them all while they're all still nice and livered up and nothing.
Hey, mate, Matty Mac's not driving one. Matty's not driving one.
So. Oh, I saw that, Matty. Can't believe it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So before we do a Matty Mac and send it into the scenery, it's a great chance to get the public to the cars and meet the teams and the drivers, and we basically officially start the event off. So that's a pretty cool thing. That's, you know, right in the heart of the city. So that's going to be quite good on the Friday night, which we always look forward to.
I love getting ribbed by you two peanuts that have never crashed a race car in your lives. Unbelievable.
Well, you know,
it's harder than it looks to be perfect, you know, Manny.
But yes, as Dino said, if you are going to be in town, the rally show, that'll be 5:30 to 7:30 this Friday. All the cars and stars will be there. That'll be in Woden at the Abode Hotel. But look, round one kicks off this weekend, the National Capital Rally. Next month, it's Rally Queensland. Round three heads to Tassie in July. Round four returns to Victoria with the championship headed to Gippsland. Then we got the traditional October spot for the Adelaide Hills Rally before finishing up with the Coffs Coast Rally in November, a week after the AGP. So we are all absolutely chomping at the bit for this. Dino, go well with the 7+ coverage, mate. When we all saw your name on the press release, I think a lot of us were just jumping for joy because we know you've put in a lot of work with Rally and just promoting it throughout the channels and whatnot. So it's good to see good things happen to good people, mate, and all the best for the coverage this weekend.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate that. Look forward to chatting throughout the year, guys. Good to talk to you again.